Weapons in Space. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Insurgents in Baghdad, nukes in Iran, tapes from Osama. A nervous nation wonders, is there any good news on the national security front? Well, there is, and it comes from the Pentagon drawing board. Despite some congressional misgivings, Pentagon planners continue to push for space weapons designed to assure America's security for years to come. Technology, my friends, technology is our teddy bear. The Defense Department's 2007 budget includes testing for a system that could shoot down satellites, a hypersonic missile launcher that could fire weapons while traveling at 15,000 miles per hour, and high-powered anti-satellite lasers. Oh, if Al-Qaeda ever perfects the orbiting car bomb, we'll be ready. Now, as you might expect, arms control groups find all this worrisome, but they find everything worrisome. The fact is, our official policy is that the U.S. must command space to defend the nation. And you say, but Dave, Al-Qaeda's got us tied up in Iraq with old artillery shells triggered by garage door openers. You're not getting it, people. How many times does the mainstream media have to explain this to you? We fight them there, so we don't fight them here. Right now, we're fighting Al-Qaeda in Iraq, but think how much better it would be to fight Al-Qaeda in space. These weapons will attract Al-Qaeda insurgents away from Iraq into low Earth orbit, and the best part of that plan is that, being without spacesuits, most of them will very likely suffocate before they even get there. Sweet. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.